Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Halacha Hey. Hanosi Lepundikis. Someone who gives to an innkeeperess, to be precise. Maiser Shunosi Lo, you Maiser that which you give her. Vashunotaman and that which you receive from her. Vimneshi Chashuda Lechalev, because we suspect that she might have switched. Now this is we assume she's switching even for altruistic reasons in order to give you better food. But the bottom line is that she switches, and since she switches, so therefore you might say that which you give her because she might eat it, and you might say that she take you get back from her because we suspect she might have switched it. Rabbi Yossi said, "Einanu achrayin l'ramayin." When no matter what her intentions were, honorable or otherwise, we are not responsible for cheats. And a master is mashul noto manner by the only meister that which you get back from her. You don't have the meister that which you give her. If she takes it, that's her tough luck. Now, in this vein, we're right after the Mishnah. Just did the Mishnah. Right after the Mishnah. Aloha hey. Rabbi Yosef Shin Gamliel Amru Dov Rechor. Rabbi Yosef Shin Gamliel said the same thing. Rabbi Yosef Amar. Einanu achroil ramoyim. We don't take any responsibility for cheats. Cain, so too. Rabbi Shin Gamliel, Rabbi Shin Gamliel says, "Einanu achroil ramoyin." You show no. Back there. So Rabbi Shin Gamliel said, "Einanu achroil ramoyin." We're not responsible for cheats. Now that's a Gemara Baba Kama, which is also a Mishnah later on in Bzroim. It says that Rabbi Shin Gamliel says that if you have a field of Netta Revai, or of Karam Revai. So people are not allowed to take and eat. It's the fourth year crop after Orla. It's holy. So, I think it's actually Orla itself we're talking about. Just a minute. Karam Revai or Netar Revai, right? So the Gemara Rabbanan say, if you have that kind of a field, so you mark it, so people know not to take it. And it says there, the Rishigamli argues, and he says, no, you don't have to mark it, because people are taking it. What are they transgressing anyway? Theft. They're thieves. So therefore, Ali Taylor Rosh Viyomos, let him die. In other words, let him transgress this, or we don't take any responsibility for people who are cheating and doing what they shouldn't be doing anyway. That's what Shin Gamliel says. Except the exception is the Gemara there says is during Shemitah, because during Shemitah anyway they're allowed to come and take it because it's hefker. So therefore, during Shemitah you do mark it and you do let people know that it's Karam Revai, because then it would not be transgressing by taking anything. So Mistavra says, logic dictates Rabbi Yossi, Yodi Rav Shin Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi concedes the point of Rav Shin Gamliel. Rav Shin Gamliel, lo Yodi Rabbi Yossi, however, Rav Shin Gamliel will not concede to Rabbi Yossi. How so? Rabbi Yossi, Yodi Rav Shin Gamliel, Sheinanu Achrein Ramoyin. Yossi will concede to Rav Shin Gamliel, then in that case, over there, you don't have to mark the field because you're not responsible for cheats. Shin Gamliel lo yoyte Rabbi Yossi will not concede Rabbi Yossi. Why? Shein derech chaver lios motzi mi beis odover shein mesukan. Because a chaver does not take, even though over there Shin Gamliel says you're not doing anything, so therefore you can allow him to just come to your field, steal, and transgress aver kerem ravai. Here we are extending actually the food to the innkeeperess, to fix up for you, to warm up, whatever the case may be. So when you're extending something to her actively, you must, in this case, be misaking it, even though she's a cheat. So Shin Gamliel might draw a distinction and say, when you're just passive, then you don't have to make a takana for Ramoyin. But when you're active, when you're giving her the food, in this case, you would have to make a takana. Okay? Hanosi Chamla, new Mishnah. Hanosi Chamoso, if you're giving your mother-in-law food, in other words, you brought your mother-in-law as an Amoritz, you brought food to her house, so Maitzer Shunaisin-law, she's going to eat it up for you. You Maitzer that which you give her, V'eshu Menaitzel Mena, and that which you get from her. Mivneshi Machshu Mechashu L'chalit, because as a Miskal, because she's a suspect, to take that which is somewhat ruined. Oh, busy night tonight. Rabbi Yehuda says, why is she going to switch things? Because she wants to fix up her daughter Ubosha mechasan, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law. In other words, she wants to give her son-in-law good stuff. She wants to make sure her son-in-law has a good experience at her house. So therefore, she's going to give the better stuff and keep the worst stuff for herself. That's why you have to meisa that what you give her. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda ben Nosin l'chamoso shviyas. Rabbi Yehuda concedes when you give to your mother-in-law during Shemitah, you know, if you brought mutter stuff with you, your mother-in-law has also stuff in the house. In that case, you don't have to worry that maybe your mother-in-law is going to give you also stuff back, because the mother-in-law knows enough not to give you Shemitah fruit, not to give her own daughter Shemitah fruit. That much she knows. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda said, Ufkad Meso, even the first line of the Mishnah, before Rabbi Yehuda appears and gives us the logic, I'll die to Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, this whole mission is Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said, "Anoisin l'chamoso." Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that anoisin l'chamoso. Somebody who gives to his mother-in-law, it's like noisin l'pundikis. It's like giving to the innkeeperess, and you have to meister that which you give her and that which you get take back. However, Rabbanan, although they do not argue, they're not explicit in our Mishnah, they argue. Rabbanan, there's a shadow Rabbanan here. What do Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan Amre, Hanoisin L'chamo, so if you give your mother-in-law food to fix up, Kinoisin L'shchento. It's like giving your neighbor, in other words, you don't have to miser it on the way in or on the way out, because you assume she's not going to switch. Rabbanan didn't see that mother-in-laws wanted to endear themselves so much to their son-in-laws, they're going to start switching around the food. So therefore they said, you have to t'maisa when you give it. God at the time, like we learned the b'raisa, ha'noisin l'shchento, if you give your neighbor, pas lefo slo, bread to bake for you, tav shilaso slo, a dish to make for you, and a chesish, you don't assume, lo mishum shvius, and there's any problem shmita, lo mishum meiser, and there's no any problem of meiser. Emasai, when is this true? Bizman shenasala soravatav, when you give her the whole thing, the whole mix, ready to bake, including the yeast and the spices. Avlin lo nasala soravatav, you don't give her the yeast and spices, chesish, then you have to be afraid. Mishum shvius, maybe there's shmita involved, mishum meiser, because maybe she put in her own yeast and her own spices. In which case, their own sourdough, I should say. And their own spices, in which case, there might be problems of Meiser because of Shemitah. Ask the Gemara a very interesting question. This is a fascinating question. Machamoso. Which mother are we talking about? Mina Erusin? It's just after Erusin? Now, in the old, that means engagement. In the old days, engagement was after Kiddushin, before Nisuin. O Chamoso Mina Nisuin. In other words, which mother-in-law is still trying to endear herself to her son-in-law? Is the mother-in-law between Kiddushin and Nisuin, or even after Nisuin? By that time, they're already on bad terms already. Okay? Just want to make it clear, I get along very well with my mother-in-law. Okay? So it says tomorrow, the Shemini Min Ador. Let's learn from this case. Moda Rabbi Yehuda Benoisin L'chamoso Shviyas. Rabbi Yehuda concedes when you give to your mother-in-law Shviyas, She'ena Chashuda La'achil's Bito Shviyas. That she's not suspect to give her daughter-in-law Shmita. Shani Tamon bin Erisin bin Nisuin. Is there any distinction in that halacha whether it's Erisin and Nisuin? Of course there's no difference. Just like there's no difference in that part of the Mishnah, because there it focuses on the Shmita aspect. Avhochi, so to the other part of the Mishnah, Lo Shani Abed bin Erisin bin Nisuin. There's no difference between Erisin and Nisuin. And she's always suspect to switch. Whether they've been married a while, a short time, she always wants to impress her son-in-law. Okay? Hajlach Machlin Saniyam Nu Perek. Perek Da'al Halacha Aleph. Halokeach Peros. This is a fascinating halacha. Halokeach Peros is one of Reb Tzadok's favorite Mishnayos. Favorite Gemaras. You'll see. Halokeach Peros Mishayin Neman on Maestros. Somebody who buys Peros from somebody who's not believed on Maestros. V'shachal asked me, forgot the Meister before Shabbos. Sholo b'Shabbos, you're allowed to ask him on Shabbos. V'ochal apiv, and you can eat the food. In other words, you buy the food from Yankol HaMoritz, right? Then you forgot to, it's the Mai. You forgot to take on Meister before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you say, whoops, forgot the Meister, not allowed to Meister anymore. I go to Yankol and say, Yankol, did you Meister it? Tell me the truth. Yankol says, yes. You're allowed to eat it. Until when? Havdalah. What do you have to do after Havdalah? But if there's anything left, you have to miser it. So on Shabbos, for Shabbos, we believe him. Okay? Says the Gemara, Motzoi Shabbos, Mishnah, Motzoi Shabbos, Lo Yochad Shaiser. Motzoi Shabbos can't do miser. Trumas miser shall demai. Let's say he took off the miser of demai, and then he took off Trumas miser. And then, you know, he had the misfortune. Shechoslim Krema, the Trumas miser you just picked up, fell back into the batch. Now, if this was real Trumas Maisa, the whole mixture would be also to Zorim. You'd have to give it to Kohanim. Now that it's Demai, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Af b'chol sholo v'ocho abiv. Even if it's a weekday, you can ask Yankel, is it Demai or did you take off Trumas Maisa previously? In which case, this Trumas Maisa just took off was redundant and doesn't make it forbidden. Or did you not take off Trumas Maisa previously and therefore in this case it remains forbidden?
Why do you believe him even on a weekday? Why not just on Shabbos in this last case?
We'll have to see later on. We're always going to discuss it. Chevraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and the Chevra said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Why on Shabbos are they matir this? Mivnei kovet Shabbos hitiru. Because the honor of Shabbos, so they were matir this or advai. Im mivnei kovet Shabbos lomali sholo. So if that's the case, why do you even have to ask him? Just say, because the kovet Shabbos will have to eat demai. Why do you have to ask him whether he might or not? They're only a matzer if they had an excuse. In other words, he had to latch on to some excuse. What's the excuse he latched on? That he asked him the question. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rabbi Bibi B'Shem Rabbi Chanina says, and this is the famous Gemara, Ema Shabbos Olov. Now Moritz is afraid of Shabbos. He doesn't lie on Shabbos. Voimer Emes. Even Amoritz doesn't lie on Shabbos. Okay? It's afraid to lie on Shabbos, the holy day. See, the Amoratim today are not what they once were, right? So, V'imema Shabbos Olav. So ask him more if that's the case, if he's afraid of Shabbos. Bidor, in such a case, Nino, we would learn, Chashecha Motzoi Shabbos Lo Yochlad Shiaiser. That's the case. So once you believe him on Shabbos, because he's credible on Shabbos, so believe him even Motzoi Shabbos. Why does he lose his credibility right after Havdalah? So says the Gemara, "Mivnei echot she'ein ma'imas Shabbos olav." Because maybe somewhere in some places, somebody's not afraid of Shabbos. So we're mach mekel on Shabbos itself. But after Shabbos, when you have a possibility of being misakin it in another way, which is to meister it, so then we make it rectify it otherwise.
Why don't they go through the motions again and ask him after Shabbos the same question?
Then it won't help. He's not believing anymore after Shabbos. He's not afraid anymore. Motzei Shabbos, he lies. Right after Olah, he takes out a cigarette and he starts lying. Right? Okay? Tani, we learned. Shol lo b'chol, lo yochol b'Shabbos. If you ask him on Friday, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Ma'an demar ema Shabbos lo avnicha. I understand, according to opinion, which holds he doesn't lie on Shabbos because of fear of Shabbos. Makes sense. Okay, that's good. Ma'an demar ema covered Shabbos. But according to the person who holds the covered Shabbos, not because of the fear of Shabbos, afilu sholo b'chol yochol b'Shabbos, even ask a weekday, why can't you eat on Shabbos based on that? That should be sufficient, because it's covered Shabbos. So says Gemara, an answer to the question, lo amar l'shoigeg ha-mezid osur. They only said, when are you allowed to rely on the Amoret? If you were inadvertent. In other words, you forgot the Meiser. However, if you intentionally rely on asking the Amoret, even the opinion which holds it's because of covered Shabbos did not allow you to rely on the Amoret's asking the Amoret's l'chatchila. Only after the fact, if you forgot by the time Shabbos came around, but not before the fact. Okay? Right, you had the chance of Meiser, so Meiser. To Tzino, we learned. Shochach l'asron. When can we rely on asking the Amoritz when you forgot the Meisrim? And k'sheni mo tonight. Some people in the old days had a reserve. They used to have food in their house in case they're going to eat by an Amoritz and Shabbos or something. Since they have food in their house reserve, they would say that anything I'm going to eat on Shabbos, they make it tonight before Shabbos. Anything I'm going to eat on Shabbos, which is demai, should be Meisrim on this food I have here. Right. And that works, at least for demai. I don't know if it works for vada, but it works for demai. Okay? So, if he, the only time we allowed somebody to rely on Amoritz is A, you forgot the mice before Shabbos, and B, Iksheni Motznai, we didn't make this condition previously. Avolimieshi Motznai, but if you made the condition previously, Ochla Tzno, then you base it not on your questioning Amoritz, rather on the food which you set aside at home for this purpose. Okay? Mao, period. New issue. Mao Shiochel Shelas Chavero. Let's say Ruvain asked for me. Not for me. Ruvain asked. There's Ruvain and Shimon. And Ruvain asked a question, and Ruvain got an answer from Yankel that he did in Maisrit. Now, could Shimon ask on that, on that basis, even though Shimon's not the one who asked? Okay?
Reuben
is a shiloh? No, he also bought fruit from me. And that's what Gemara's going to say. Yeah. Hey Chavida. Gemara's going to ask, what's the case? Hey Chavida means, how did it go work? Lochim in a shnei b'nei odom ki echad. It's talking about a case where two people bought from Yankel at the same time. Shalal achas mien. So meaning, what it means is one of them asked concerning his fruit. Hasheni lo yochal, says the Gemara, nonetheless, that does not work for the second guy. Hasheni lo yochal, the second guy cannot eat achiyaser until he mices it, ve'ad, meaning, or until yashi shalenu, he asks. Why? Because on the Yomer, I say, otherwise I would say, Shosei said that Yanko mices that which he sold to Reuven, that was Shosei lo yiser. But he didn't mices that which he sold to Shimon. Right? So says more, however, if the same person, Reuven, bought two baskets at once, it's not aware, it's the same halacha, I apologize. Similarly, one person bought two baskets, even at one time, if you ask him one of them, he can't eat the second one until he meisers, or until he asks. Why? I'd say, maybe the Yankel meisered one basket and not the other basket before he sold it. Okay? Reuven is a chover. Chashecho Motzoi Shabbos, where at nightfall Motzoi Shabbos, Meiser Mizeh Alzeh. That was an amazing thing. This is going back to the Mishnah. You have two baskets, one of which he asked the Amoritz on, and he's on Shabbos, and he said he Meisered it. The other basket you didn't ask him on. Motzoi Shabbos, there's leftover from the first basket and the second basket. Says the Gemara, you can meiser from the first basket on the second basket, or vice versa. Ribbono Shel'olam, how could that be? You asked him on Shabbos, he told you he meisered the first one, and he relied on him for that. So you assume that it was meisered. Now Motzoi Shabbos, you can meiser from that first one on the second one? You can't do that. It's already meisered from beforehand. The tremendous gosh the Gemara is asking, right? How do we have such halacha? Again, it's a brisa which says choshka motzoi Shabbos. Once it gets started, motzoi Shabbos meiser mizal zeh. You can meiser from one on the other. How can this be? Manda rene kovet Shabbos. That's what it says. Well, wait. According to Bihu, holds that it's because of kovet Shabbos nicha. Because really, on Shabbos we let you eat d'mai, right? It's not that we believe the Amoritz. We don't believe it. We let you eat the mai. It's just that we need an ila. We need some excuse on which to dangle it. So we dangle it on the excuse that you asked him. But really, the primary basis for that is because of kovet Shabbos. So because of kovet Shabbos, you allowed to eat the mai. Motzoi Shabbos, you don't let you eat the mai anymore. So that's you have to mice it from one or the other, right? However, umanda mai mnei shema Shabbos olav. But according to be that old time Shabbos, he's taka believed. And if he tells us he meistered it, he taka meistered it. So lama meiser mizel zeh. How can he meiser from one on the other? Motzoi Shabbos. He was credible when he said the first one was ready meisered. No answer. Mark goes on to the next issue. Okay.
That he's believed on Shabbos and he's not believed.
But that I can understand the chumrah. That we don't let you eat a team Isa, but well, if he has credibility on Shabbos, then how we can we should also be mocking the other way. That he shouldn't be allowed to be Meiser from the basket which he said was Meiser on the basket which he didn't give you an answer on. Okay? But you're right, there are answers one could give here. Yerushalmi didn't bother, but one could give answers. One could say that it's that which we assume that one, that only the basket you asked the Neman was Meiser and not the other one, is a Chumrah in the first place, right? So this would be a double Chumrah. If we said we're going to assume that both are of unequal status, and therefore not let you Meiser for one on the other. Okay, so we're not going to be machmir double chumrah to give them unequal status and then not let you maiser on the other. So that there are answers one can give to make it work out. But the Yerushalmi didn't bother. Okay, akidun b'sha'ein lo b'milso amin. Now, this is a Gemara, very practical question. What happens? The Amoritz Yankel sold you figs. And you have figs with an OU on them. But you tafko on Yankel's figs on Shabbos. Can you go, even though you have the other figs, and ask Yankel if he might serve the figs? Yeah, and rely on him. Do you understand the question? Ad kidun b'she'en lo milsami. Until now, you're talking about where he doesn't have any of that type. Afil yesh lo milsami, but no. Afil yesh lo milsami, if he has other figs, hayetzer tov. He's got a taiva for this. His yetzer hara gives him a taiva. And we allow him to go and exercise that right. Right, even though he has other figs.
But these figs are, Yaakov's figs are better. So
even if they're worse. Even if they're worse. Doesn't matter. Since his Yetzer Hara is pushing him to eat it, so therefore we allow him to rely on the answer. Okay? It's kind of like your fast Torah, right? That we allow him to rely on that. Okay. Says the word further. Yontif Shu Samach L'Shabbos. You had a Yontif which came merely adjacent to Shabbos. Men Mil Fonea, whether on Friday, or Ben Mil Chareah on Sunday. V'chet Sheyo and Tavim Shogolios, or when you have Yontif Sheyo and Shogolios. Right? Today's Yontif. Mandamar Kedusha Achasi Ochel. What happens if you ask the Amoritz on one of those 2 days? Can you eat on the next day? You got the question? Well, let's say Pesach was Friday, and then it was let's say Rosh Hashanah. There, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, and then there was a Shabbos afterwards. So in that case, I think it's darker that way this year. But so in this case, if you ask the Amoritz on Thursday, can he eat on Friday, and can he eat on Shabbos? That's what the Gemara is asking. Or is it only for Thursday Bobo Yom that it works?
Can't
mice on Yotav Sheni. Not even the mice. Okay? So. Right, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because they gave the whole. The facade of a Doraisa. Okay? If you hold it one long kedusha, okay, then you can eat from one day and the other day. If you hold it two separate kedushos, which was taco we hold, you shouldn't be allowed to eat from one day and the next day. Says one, no. I feel and according to chose there two separate kedushos. Ochel at shalom nira lemaiser laser. Ochel is allowed to eat until such point as he didn't have an opportunity to be meiser in the interim. In other words, since in a 3-day yontif, the 3 days which can meiser until Motzai Rosh Hashanah, until Motzai Shabbos, so then in that case he's allowed to eat on the basis of Amoritz's answer all the way until Motzai Shabbos. Okay, until such time passes as he could have had the opportunity to meiser, so you rely on the seis of the Amoritz. Okay, it's Ninon, and we learned this explicitly in a brisa. Shola b'yontif, if you ask him on yontif, ochel b'shabbos, you're allowed to eat on the subsequent Shabbos. B'shabbos, if you ask him on Shabbos, ochel b'yontif, you're allowed to eat on the subsequent yontif. Period. Right, now going back to our Mishnah. And this is a very important qualification of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yoina said, "B'shem Rabbi Zira." Rabbi Yoina said, "Name Rabbi Yoina said, "Name Rabbi Zira." Tipater. This is only true that we allow you to ask an asking amoritz b'peirush nisuchadait olei erev Shabbos with fruit which you intended to eat from erev Shabbos It's just that for some reason he didn't get a chance to mice with them. Aval, however, beperish lo nisbucha daitol em Erev Shabbos, fruit, which you had not had in mind to eat on Erev Shabbos, just on Shabbos you decide, oh, I want to eat this fruit. In that case, lo bidah, in that case, we don't allow you to ask an amoritz. So it's got to be stuff you designate for Shabbos. In other words, you went Erev Shabbos and bought the Jaff oranges or whatever it is. You should never buy Jaff oranges, but you went and bought Jaff oranges, and it's Demai. So then, it's only if you intend to eat them on Shabbos that you can go and ask the amoritz. I know you call Israel on Shabbos to get a hold of him, but you can go and ask the amoritz whether he meiser and he'll answer because of Eimah Shabbos Olof. Right? But not by something which you didn't intend. You just signed Shabbos. Oh, what the heck, I want to eat it. In that case, we don't let you go and ask an amoritz. Okay? Has to be premeditated. Okay? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Mona. Rabbi Mona said, Milayim the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Mona is Rabbi Yonah's son. He says, Milayim the Rabbanan, the words of the rabbis, Messiah the Rabbi Yonah Abba, they are approved to Rabbi Yonah, my father. The Tzinina Taman we learned over there, Hama, and next Mishnah, we'll see that today, hopefully still. Hamadris Chaver Shiochel Etzlo. I take an oath and I say, if you don't eat by me today, all my property is also banned on you. In other words, I'll be mad as anything if you don't eat by me today. I'm going to answer all my property upon you. Okay, that's in the Nusach, I said. And I'm a Choshut. I'm Choshut all the time. So in that case, so it says in the next Mishnah, Amadis Chavei Shiochel Lo'atz, they can take an oath invoking dire circumstances if you don't eat with me. Shavueno Mamino Maisa, but you don't believe that I take my sort of my fruit. Rabbi Yane Bishem Rabbi Shmo Bishem Rabbi Yochanan said, Bishabasho Prut Gamyo. Now don't ask me what the derivation of this word is. Disciple's son doesn't talk about it, but Prugramyo means Sheva Brachos. Does the Pnei Moshe Ridbaz explain what the word means? I didn't look it up. Purgamya means Sheva Brachos. You know, the truth is, it's in the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say Purgamya. Okay, doesn't do any good here. It just says, Shabbos Rishon, you're allowed to eat. So it doesn't say here the word Purgamaya in the Mishnah. Oh, well. Whatever it is, Prukamaya means the first Shabbos after a wedding. Ask the first Greek you happen to see what the word means. What? Sheva Brachos. Yeah, I don't know what it means. In any event, on the Shabbos of Prukamaya, Hitiru, you're allowed to eat. This is a very interesting halacha. It's as if, you know, you go to somebody's house. You're invited for Sheva Brachos. You're the chosin. You're invited for Sheva Brachos. At the house of somebody, Chveis, Lo Aleinu uses one of those questionable echsherim, you know. It's questionable echsherim. It allows you to go eat in this house the first Shabbos after Sheva Brachos. First Shabbos of Sheva Brachos. If you'll get very upset if you don't eat by him. Do you see that? Hamadir, you see, that's the principle here. Hamadir es chavero, again, let's see inside. Ma'as chavir shol etzlo, v'inona ma'amino ha'maiser, don't believe ha'maiser. Rabbi Yanei b'shem Rabbi Shmo, b'shem Rabbi Yod said, b'shabbos shol putkimayo, the first Shabbos shol brachos, he tir m'nei eva. They allowed you to eat there because of eva. Now says Rabbi Mona, why is this a riot to my father, Rabbi Yaina? Because it says, b'shabbos shol putkimayo, only on Shabbos shol putmigaya. Only on Shabbos Prut. Here it says Prut Megaya this time. Yeah, it's Prut. Yeah, it switched them. It's Prut Gemaya. So B'Shabbos Prut Gemaya. Only B'Shabbos Prut Gemaya. Lo beperish nisbchalem. Lo beperish. Lo beperish nisbchadat olam erev Shabbosi. Only on Shabbos Prut Gemaya. Only on a Sheva Brachos week did I allow you to go eat in somebody's house, even fruit which you weren't so mech on erev Shabbos. It only says that it's mutter because of Eva. In other words, this case of Sheva Brachos, of course, it's not a place where it's not a place where you intended to eat there from before Shabbos, right? And it's a case where it's a case that wherever you could ask. So what do we see? The fact that you can ask is not sufficient. You need some additional factor. So there, what's the additional factor? Mipnei Eva. Because otherwise he'll be really brogues with you, right? You don't need my house. It's your Sheva Brachas. You're not coming. You're a greaseball. What is going on here? But in a normal, so says Rabbi Yonah, just like there's an additional qualification besides asking that it has to be Mipnei Eva. So too, in any other case, besides asking, it has to be an additional factor. What's the additional factor which you must have? Shesom Chodait Olam Erev Shabbos. That you intend to eat the fruit from Erev Shabbos. So it's always insufficient to have just one factor letter that you ask them. The additional factor letter, which is that you ask them. Okay? Period. Additional fact that you were so mech that you wanted to eat this from before Shabbos. Sorry.
What if you find out of Shabbos that it is tonight? And because of Ava, what are you going to say? I want to,
No, you're allowed to eat there then. You have to ask him. You ask him on Shabbos, and you're allowed to eat there with Bnei Ava.
But you have a chance to ask him before Shabbos.
No, you're not supposed to ask him before Shabbos. It's not Moritz.
That's right. It's going
to lie. You have to ask him on Shabbos, and since it's Mipnei Eva, you're allowed to do it. But in a regular case, you can't. You have to be so michtas to eat this fruit, otherwise, they don't allow you. Okay? Now, Sholo Shabbos Rishoina. I'm going to read it. I'm going to put in a couple words here, which the Mashbiach puts in. Sholo Shabbos Rishoina. You asked him on the first Shabbos, v'lo achlan. He didn't eat on that Shabbos. Bar Shabbos Shnia. Now, it's time for the second Shabbos. Right? It's not the first Shabbos, it's the second Shabbos. Lo yochal ad shi'aser v'lo ad shi'shalenu. You got a meiser for you from before Shabbos, or ask him again? Hi, you asked him last week already. I asked him last Shabbos. He just didn't happen to eat the fruit last Shabbos. But you ask him ready. The look for Shalom, did you ask him? Rabbi Yerbiana said, Tamon, they were talking about a case, Bahu the Shal al Nafshay. That's talking about a case where you asked on your own. Now, this is a little bit tricky. The first Shabbos you ask for yourself. Biram Hacha, however, here Bahu the Shol Chorin Alei, Ilave. The second Shabbos, you get somebody else to ask for you. Now, what does that mean? What are we trying to do here? Rabbanan are trying to make here a takana to that. How should I put it? It's going to be. As sure as you possibly can be. Now, it's on the first Shabbos, all you have, you ask him yourself, right? The second Shabbos, you would ask him yourself, it'd be redundant, right? So that's no point for that. But Rabbanan didn't want to let you go scot-free. After all, you're a stickle, a poshea here, because you should have eaten in the first Shabbos, at least might have this during the second week, right? So they made you ask again. But for you to ask yourself again, first of all, that's chutzpedik. It's not nice, because you already asked me before. You show him you don't believe him, right? Secondly, you probably won't get a straight answer, right? Because he's going to get upset at you that you're asking him again. So after the second week, you get somebody else to ask the question for you. You don't ask the question yourself. Okay? Is that clear? Right, it's me and Shliach. So says the Gemara, period. Rabbi Yonah boy, Rabbi Yonah asked, do you ask him in a crooked way? Now, this is a very interesting machlokas here between the Stipler son and the Rabbi Sivitz. Rabbi Sivitz holds that this Gemara is a continuation of the previous Gemara. And Rabbi Yen is asking, on the second Shabbos, can you ask him yourself, but in a way which is deceptive, so he won't think you're asking him the same question again? According to the Mashbiach, the Stipus Chayyim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's a much more basic question. When you ask him any Shabbos, not just the second Shabbos, after you ask him for Shabbos, but any Shabbos, do you ask him straight out or do you ask him in a deceptive fashion? What? No, but he'll get insulted. In lying, he might not lie, but he'll get insulted. According to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the shaila is, if I ask him outright, he might say, what? You're choshing me, I didn't take off maitzeres? Fosra chutzpah. So do I ask him derech ha-kalton to avoid his getting insulted? So according to Mashbiach, again, the question is on the second Shabbos. Do I have to get another guy to ask him? Could I ask him myself in a roundabout way? According to the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's a much more basic question. Anytime I ask, do I ask straightforward or do I ask in a roundabout way? You're right, but that's the way the Ushami very often works. Okay, the order here is not as precise as in the Bavli. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah Kedaita, and Rabbi Yonah is going like this line of reasoning, meaning that he had a Maisa Shoya. Rabbi Yonah Zav and Chakle, now this Maisa, the Mashbiach, proves pretty well that it's out of order. I'll read it the way to the Gemara, but you'll see that the sentences got mixed up here. Rabbi Yonah Zav and Chite mean the Bar Chakula. Rabbi Yonah brought wheat from a farmer. Nothing Lagabe. He went to the farmer, Omar Le, and according to the Mashbiach, this is on the second Shabbos. According to the Biur of the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's even on the first Shabbos, right? Omar Le, so he asked in a roundabout way, Lo don a choshi loch, not that I suspect you didn't take off my eyes, no chas v'shol. Ela begin the zavnis minochiti, but rather because when I bought the wheat, the chomis uchlusi malach, I saw a lot of people in your wheat stand. Amris, I said, Dima da nashti metakno. Maybe you forgot to mice them. Not that you were not mice them intentionally. No, maybe you forgot. Misakni navio, were they misukin or not? So this is asking a roundabout way, because he's not accused of asking him, Rabbi, did you mice her? You're saying to him, Rabbi, maybe you forgot the miser. Right? It's a different way. So he got upset at him. He responded to him upset. Amar Leis, so he said, Ma'ana Chashidli. What, you suspect me? So the Mashbiach says this line clearly should have been at the beginning. Right? And what the mice is really saying is that Rabbi Yon asked once directly. And the Amoritz answered him and said, well, you suspect me, I didn't take off Maisers. So then Rabbi Yonah came up with this innovation of asking indirectly. And again, the question is whether I have to ask indirectly all the time, or is this even just talking about the second Shabbos. Okay? Period. New question. Tani, we learned. Trumas Maiser. Now this is going back to the second part of our Mishnah. Trumas Maiser Shel Dmai. Trumas Maiser of Dmai Shel Chozim Kom, which fell back into the batch. Midamas, it creates meduma. You have to sell the mixture to a kohen. You can't eat it. Meduma means truma and chulin mixed together. Shalom kam, it fell into another place. Ain't a midamas, it doesn't create meduma. And the Mor is going to ask why. Now here the gears is messed up. The Rash, it's a parish on the Mishnayis, Rabbeinu Shimshon, he changes the girsa. Let me read you the way he changes the girsa. The Rabbi Lez, that's Rabbi Lezer. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. They're consistent. Wherever it falls, whether into the batch from whence it came, or into another batch, it does create meduma. Okay, it does no distinction. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, now it's where the Gemara picks up. Rabbi Shimon ben Lukoma ben Shlomo Koma ain't a medamas. It falls back into its batch or to somewhere else, it doesn't create meduma. So we have three shittas here. Rabbi Lazarus, it depends where it falls back. If it falls back into its own batch, it becomes meduma. If it falls into another batch, it's not meduma. That's Rabbi Lazarus' shita. Chachom Rim, whether it falls into its own batch or another batch, it does create meduma, no distinctions. And Rabbi Shimon, who says, where it falls back to its own batch or to another batch, it doesn't create meduma. No distinctions and lakula. Okay? So we have both lakula, both lakumra, one lakula and one lakumra. Now, says Rabbi Bun Barachia, boy, kumi, Rabbi Zira, yes, Rabbi Zira, Mado Malim Koyim the Mas. The opinion which holds it falls back into its own place. He creates Meduma Shlom Koma, falls back into another place. Ainam the Mas. It does create Meduma. Ma Ben Mekoma Bachelomin Mekoma Ma Ben Shlomin Koma. What's the difference whether it falls back into its own batch or another batch? So now, says well, I understand if you're consistent. You can say it's could be consistent and say it's Meduma where it falls back into its own batch or to another batch because you're a Machmir Demais if it was Vaday. You could say it doesn't create Meduma where it falls back into its own batch or another batch because there weren't Machmir on it because it's only Demai. Both of those opinions would be consistent. I can understand that. But what about this inconsistent sheet of Rabbi Lezer that falls back into what from whence it came? So then it does create Meduma. If it falls somewhere else, it doesn't create Meduma. What's the pshat in this? So in the meantime, we're all discussing Shaila. Our Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Chagai came into the Beis Medrash. Amrin, so they said, the people in the Beis Medrash said, oh, bidin hu meimar. Now, literally that means, logic requires is going to say, but it really it's colloquialism. It means as, just watch what he's going to say. They were predicting. They were taking bets. I know what Rabbi Chagai is going to say now. You know what he's going to say? Moshe, this is Rabbi Chagai always used to say, Moshe, by Moses himself, don't have my time, I'll tell you the logic of the halacha. And guess what? Rabbi Chagai, true to form, Omar, he said, Moshe, don't have my time, by Moses himself, I'll tell you the logic, why the distinction is. So Rabbi Chagai fulfilled, this is of course strange Yerushalmi, you know, is telling us the banter of the guys in the Beis Medrash as Rabbi Chagai walked in. Okay, be that as it may. So Rabbi Chagai said, what's the distinction? That Mandamar usually means that the opinion holds. But here it means the statement Rabbi Lezer made, which is that when it falls back into its own place, it's been damas. Shimater says shishraim la'achila. Says Rabbi Yannai, it was a public policy chumra. It would be a joke. You saying that you have to take trumas meiser off of demai, and then if the trumas meiser fell back into the demai, you just let it go and say it doesn't create meduma, that it's all cool and okay. So nobody would ever take the takon of demai seriously. They'd say, oh, it's a bunch of baloney, because if it falls back to whence it came, so I just ignore it. So the whole thing is just, you know, an exercise in futility. That's why they had to make it also in that case. In that case, it fell back in the same batch, they had to make it Meduma. However, in the case where it doesn't create Meduma, where it falls into another batch, that's because she'enam ha'teretz ha'treim la'achilo. It's not being matir this batch to eat, it's being matir the other batch from whence it came. So therefore, it doesn't make such a big joke. Is that clear what I'm saying? Where it falls back into its own batch, and you say the whole batch is now holding anyway, that'll create the proof to everybody that the whole exercise of taking Trumas Meiser out of Demai is a hoax. Because if then the Trumas Meiser falls back to Demai, it doesn't make it awesome. But if it falls somewhere else, it's not as apparent, right? Because not falling back into the same batch from which it came, it's not slip sliding back into its original position, it's going somewhere else. So therefore, in that case, they were able to say, okay, since it's the Mai, and it didn't fall back in its own case, it's not creating such a problem in public policy, so therefore we're going to allow it to remain wherever it fell, that's not going to be considered to be Meduma. Hora Rabbi Law, Kedor Rabbi Chagai, Rabbi Law, Paskin, like Rabbi Chagai, you know, it's like Rabbi Lezer to draw the distinction when it fell back into its own batch or another batch. Rabbi Zira said, Asa Uvda, Kamei, to Kumi to Rabbi Chanina, case came from Rabbi Chanina, Vorek Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Paskin, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Paskin, our Mishnah, that if you have a case of Meduma, where the Tumas Maisa Dmai slip slides back into the same batch, so then I say he can go ask the Amoritz even on a weekday whether he had taken off Trumas Meisah to begin with or not. So he passed on the Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Yaakov Shem, Rabbi Yoenis, son said, however, and look at Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. We don't pass on Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. We only believe in Amoritz when? On Shabbos, not on a weekday. You ask me more than this, sorry, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said, he finished Trumas Meisah. If you set aside Trumas Meiser, this is amazing, I love Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said, you set aside Trumas Meiser from your Tzmai. Yeah. How much of that your Tzmai is that Trumas Meiser approximately?
You need to get, but then if you do the other conditions, so it's much more, you don't need to get. He says, don't
Trumas
say,
Meiser.
Don't say,
Trumas
Meiser. Because you might not have to give her a get.
1/100. It's a tenth of a tenth. Right? Truma's Meiser is a tenth of a tenth. So it's 1/100. So you set aside Truma's Meiser to my like a good boy. Absolutely. Truma's Meiser does. Regular Truma has no shear, but Truma's Meiser has a shear. Truma's Meiser is 1% of the entire batch. A tenth of a tenth. Okay? So you set aside Truma's Meiser. You're a good boy. Now, Venisrafu Aperos. All the other fruit got burned up. So the 99% is burnt. Nebuch, what are you left with? The 1% which you made Truma's Meiser. That one apple out of 100. But you're hungry, you want to eat it. So in that case, says Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, since you suffered a great financial loss, this is our principal of Hefsim Meruba. Since you suffered a great financial loss, not quite the principal, similar. Harei zeh sholo, you go back to the Am Haaretz, v'eichel al piv. Even there, you can go back to the Am Haaretz and ask him, Yanko, I only have one apple left of the 100 apples you sold me. Tell me if you should take off Meiser or not. In other words, is this Truma's Meiser and I can't eat it, or is it not Truma's Meiser and at least I can eat this one rotten last, well, not rotten, well, this one last apple which I got left. Okay? Says more, now this, you know, Shimon Shazuri was making in this case, Lo Bedom Rabbi Zero, Bezero Pasna Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, didn't Pasna Shimon Shazuri in this case, no. Only in the case where it was Chazuet fell back into the batch, not in this case where the other fruit got burnt up. As Udo Kumid Rabbi Chanina Vorik Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. A case came from Rabbi Chanina, and he passed on to Shimon Shazuri, and it seems like even in the case of the payers getting burnt up. Rabbi Avin said, Lo dami, hai shelto. The second question in our Mishnah, which is the case of Meduma, where the Truma's Meiser slid back into the batch, is not comparable laikar Meiser to the first case of Mishnah, case of Shabbos. Why? Because tamon by Shabbos lo begin chashudloch. There you can ask him outright. There you don't ask him outright, sorry. You ask him as roundabout, right? How do you ask him over there? I say, like Rabbi Yoina said in the previous sermon, lo begin chashulach, I'm not asking you because I suspect you. El begin the zavn disminoch esmo chitin, but just because I bought by you yesterday wheat, the chamisu chusin aloch, and I saw there was a whole lot of people by you, the armies dilma da anashte, and I forget, I said, maybe you forgot metakno to fix the metaknavon, and were they fixed? And so in the first case of the mission, by Shabbos, he asked roundabout. But in the second days of the Mishnah, by Meduma, there's no way to ask roundabout. How can you ask him roundabout? So in this case, he says, begin the chadshtich v'tikintin. Since I was choshed you and I was misaking it, because here he was misaking already. He's got to tell him the truth. He's got to say, I did suspect you. That's why I took off Truma's Meiser. So he's got to ask him right. He says, since I suspect you and I took off Truma's Meiser, he's carry on, and this happened to me that the other stuff got burnt or that it fell back in. Mitakni Navon was a Mesukan or not. Tell me the truth. Okay? Rabbi Shmuel bar Breid, Rabbi Yossi bar Bun Amar, Tani bar Kapora, Cain. We learned bar Kapora says that in the Seifa, why do we believe the Amoritz? If we have to ask him outright, maybe he'll get insulted and he'll lie to us. Especially because when am I asking him? On a weekday, right? Maybe he'll lie to me. Says Mara, you have to say like Bar Kapora. Even Amoritz is afraid. Oh, once he hears the word Truma. In other words, why doesn't he take off Meiser? Because he holds, if you don't take off Meiser, you don't have to take off Truma's Meiser. So he doesn't think of Meiser, not to come to Truma's Meiser. But once he hears Truma, he gets all nervous, right? So I say, oh boy, I can't lie about Truma. So therefore, in that case, he'll tell you for sure, once he hears that you have a problem with Truma's Meiser, he'll tell you the honest truth, what that halacha is. What he did and what he didn't do. Okay? Alright, halacha base. Hamadris chaveir shiochel etzel. Somebody takes an oath, the same case we had before in the Gemara. I take an oath, you have to eat, so you eat, you have to eat by me. If you don't eat by me, I'm going to forbid you ever to derive any benefit from me. Vueno ma'amino ma'isers, but I don't believe you, ma'iser. Oichlim over Shabbos and Shorn, I can eat with you the first Shabbos. Avo bishenu ne'amal ma'isers. Even though I don't normally be on the ma'isers, b'vachom alo musoyne, and as long as you, the Baal Boss, tell me that they're ma'iser. Of a Shabbos shni, however, and then the second Shabbos, avo bishu noyden rimenu anoyo, even though I told you, even though the guy gets all upset. Since the ray out of Shever Brachas, lo yochlach yaiser, you can't eat but in his house until he takes off ma'iser. Okay? This is if he invites you on Shabbos, obviously. You can't go to his house unless you ma'iser from before Shabbos. Rabbi Yani Bey, Rabbi Shmuel said, B'shem Rabbi Yonne, Rabbi Yochan, B'Shabbos Shoput Gemayo Itiru, so that Shever Brachas Shabbos, Mibnei Eva, where they're matiret, because of Eva. Okay? I'm Rabbi Avun. Rabbi Avun said, "Kani tiru tvoli b'pshum darkei shalom." They're matir tevel because of darkei shalom. That's not real tevel, of course. It's only demai. But you see the principle again. You know what I said before. That because of darkei shalom, you can be matir certain things. Can you imagine how this gemara would sell in the modern marketplace? Amazing. Okay, I myself wouldn't buy this gemara, right? I speak out against Rav Nechshon all the time, right? Rabbi Chanina Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Chanina said, "Nei Rabbi Yirmiya." Rabbi Chanina said, "The Rabbi Yirmiya boy." Rabbi Yirmiya asked, "If you nei darkei shalom, goes to darkei shalom, lama v'yob v'yavad shom lo musarinein? Why does he have to get him to say that they're meiser? And sholom b'shabbos yishoyin of a low ba." Well, that's one question. Now, another question. That's the first question, right? Because if it's because of darkei shalom, so why does he have to ask him? So there's no answer. There's no answer to that question. So he brings down here, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that the girl has a gear, so that also, just like the previous Mishnah, it is darkei shalom, but we needed an elah. We needed some excuse, so that's what we have to ask him, right? Now we ask a new question. Sholom Shabbos Yishoyinu V'lobo. What about during Shever Brachas? He told you to come. And he made you tell you, he took an oath. And you asked him. And he said, it's Meiser. But yet he didn't come to eat by him for some reason. What about the second week? Can you then go next week even though it's out of Shever Brachas? Because he didn't get a chance to go the first week. There's no answer. Mora leaves it dangling. I don't know. Pashas to me, he wouldn't be able to go. So should be only did in Shever Brachas. All right. Amr Achitza, Achitza said in any event, here, yeah, interesting thing. Here we learned that a chaver, a tam chacham, is not allowed to eat in a suda which is not a suda's mitzvah. Because otherwise, if he is allowed to eat in any meal, why can't he be matir in the second week? If you're always allowed to eat in any meal, why can't he be matir the second week also? So, or it's at a special meal. What kind of meal? Like a Shever Brachas, right? Or a dinner, something like that. But not a Suda Sheino Shel Shem. They didn't give this answer. So Bishu Meiv is not a blanket answer. Anytime somebody who eats a questionable answer invites you to their house, you can eat there. No. It means specifically a case where it's a Suda Sheino Shel Shem. It's a significant meal.
What about Shabbos?
No. No, 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 no. That's being besides that. Something more significant than that. Okay? Because these are all Shabbos meals here. It's not serving them up. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer, we started a little bit late, so we're going to go a little bit late. Rabbi Lezer Omer, just try and finish till the next Mishnah. A lot of it is a God, it's a fit. Okay? So it shouldn't take more than 5 to 10 minutes. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Eidolim Tzorek Liko Shem Ala Meister Oni Shel Dmai. Rabbi Lezer said that you don't have to give a name to Meister Sheni Shel Dmai. Meister Oni. Why is that? Because it holds the Amoratim would designate it. They wouldn't give it, but they designate it. Okay? Chachomim say Kori Shem. No, either the Amoratim would not designate Meister Oni. Vein Tzorech Lafisho. However, even though you have to designate it, you don't have to separate it. You just leave it there. Let the Oni come and prove that Meiser Oni was not given previously. Amotzi b'chaver lo v'raya. Till he proves that all you have to do is designate it, you don't have to give it to him. Mishakar Hashem L'Trumas Ma'aser Shel Demai. What happens if you designate the Trumas Ma'aser of Demai? Ulamaiser Ani Shel Vadai. Or for that matter, you designate Ma'aser Ani Shel Vadai. Lo Yit Leim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to give them to the Ani or to the Kohen on Shabbos. Where they shouldn't come and take it. Why? Because it's exerted lest you might come to actually take Trumas Ma'aser of on Shabbos. Everywhere this coin ani used to eat by him and all the time, so then yavob yochlu, they can come and eat in your house the trumas ma'aser shel demai or the ma'aser shel vadai that you took it from before Shabbos, uvat yodim, as long as you tell them that they happen to be eating today ma'aser ani or truma. Why do you have to tell them? Because otherwise, what is it? Nothing. Another possibility? Think there are Cheretz. Kneva Stas. Because otherwise he'll think, how magnanimous he is. He's inviting me in and giving me to eat. You have to tell him, I'm not inviting you in to eat, I'm giving you my Sarani. And Truma, right, it belongs to you anyway, okay? So you have to tell him that. Rabbi Babar Una B'Shem Rav said, Ochel Perosov Tfulin Lemeiser, and here it should be Meiser Oni, not Meiser Sheni, Chayv Miso. In other words, if you didn't designate Meiser Oni, the same thing is true about Meiser Sheni, but our mission is talking about Meiser Oni. If you didn't designate Meiser Oni, you're Chayv Miso. Even though it's Chulin, but the designation is essential. If you haven't designated Meiser Oni, your payers remain what? Tevel. And if you eat them, you're Chayv Miso. Talk about Vada here, not mine. If you eat Tevel, for which the Ma'aser Ani has not been at least designated, your Chayim Miso. Ma Tam the Rabbi Elazar, what's the logic of Rabbi Elazar who holds that when I get to my, I don't have to designate Ma'aser Ani? Became a Chudeh B'Shabov on Miso Mafish. Because Rabbi Elazar, since Amaratim knew that if you don't designate Ma'aser Ani, that your Chayim Miso, so they would designate it. Ma Tam the Rabbanon, what's the logic of Rabbanon? So if that's the case, why do Rabbanon require you to designate it again? Chora, that's a good spot. So Ezmar, I'll tell you why. Because you don't lose anything by being Machmir. Because you don't have to give it to the Ani. All you have to do is designate it for the Ani. Designate it. So Rabbanon said, why not be Machmir? It's true. The Amorites probably took it off. But you don't lose anything by being Machmir, so let's be Machmir. Okay? So Ezmar further, the next word on Naaman is taken out by the Gra. Ro also marpish ma'asheni. You saw an Amor, it's taking off ma'aser sheni. You don't know if he took off ma'aser rishon, but you saw him taking off ma'aser sheni. Tani, we learned hanemal sheni, nemal rishon, the very blazer. If you see him taking off ma'aser sheni, assume he took off ma'aser rishon, according to Rabbi Elazar. Chachom Rami Chachomim say hanemal rishon. If you see him taking off ma'aser rishon, then you assume he also took off nemal sheni. Hanemal sheni ain't no nemal rishon. However, if he took off sheni, he's not necessarily believed on the rishon. What's the distinction? Matan the Rebbe Elazar. What's the logic of Rabbi Elazar who says he's believed? Mishum sheino choshud lakdim. You know, before we get to Rabbi Elazar, let me tell you the logic of Rabbanon. Rabbanon holds that ma'aser sheni, a person might designate. Why? Because he gets to keep it himself. But that's no right. He takes the Rishlaim, but he gets to keep it himself. But he might not designate ma'aser rishon, because what does that have to do with ma'aser rishon? Give it to a Levi, so therefore he might not do that, right? That's his logic. Okay, so Rabbanu Amoritz might be willing to designate Ma'aser Ani or Ma'aser Sheni, but not Ma'aser Rishon. Whereas Rabbi Elazar holds, no, if he did Ma'aser Sheni, he still did Ma'aser Rishon. Now even Rabbanu agree, if he did Ma'aser Rishon, he for sure does Ma'aser Sheni. Why? Because Ma'aser Rishon, which he gives to Levi, he does, certainly he's going to do Ma'aser Sheni, which he gets to keep himself. Now, what's the logic of Rabbi Elazar says more? Mishum she'eino choshu lakdim. Do I say because an Amoritz only Amoritz also does in order? If you see him doing Ma'aser Sheni, he must have preceded that with Ma'aser Rishon. Oh, mishum she'ifri Sheni. Oh, mishum she'ifri Sheni chazok she'ifri Rishon. Or is it because? No, I assume. If so, I see somebody being Ma'aser Sheni, Mistomi also takes off Rishon. Now, although they're written as two separate reasons, the Mashbiach says that the O here is not really an O, it's a Vav. the Vav Achibur. Because it really reads much better as one reason. Second reason doesn't look that much different than the first one. So even the Mashpiach reads it, Mishum Sheinu Choshel Hakdim, and therefore, Mishum Shele Shefi Sheni Chazok Shefi Shereishon. If he took off the Sheni, he must be taking off the Rishon. Now, says the Gemara, based on what, you know, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Lezer Omer, in our Mishnah, Lezer Omer, Ein Tzorei Chodem Liko Sheinu Maizer Oni Sheld Mai. You don't have to take, designate Maizer Oni of the Mai. You assume the Amorites to do that. Now, for this, we confer Harishon Tzorech. That you have to, yeah, it should be Rishon. It's a mistake in the Gemara. The Gra changes it. It sounds like Harishon Tzorech. Sounds like you do have to designate Maaser Rishon. Hey! If the logic of Rabbi Lezer is... Well, let me read it inside. Maim Shane and Shane LaRabo Tova Sanoa. If Maaser Shane, where he only... where he doesn't... He's not limited to Tova Sanoa... Sakash, let me make clear what about to do. We're going to ask Kash Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says that even if you see an Oni take off Maaser, even if you see the Amor take off Maaser Oni, you have to still make him take off. The recipient, have to still take off Maaser Rishon. Ask him, wait a second. Didn't Rabbi Lezer tell me on top, if I see you taking off Maaser Sheni, you don't have to take off, you assume, I see the Oni take off Maaser Sheni, I assume he took off Maaser Rishon as well. Right? Rabbi Lezer said that. So it says, well, wait a minute. Let's see inside. Maim Shani Shane Larabo Tova Sanoa. If by Shani, where the person who said, the master of the Maaser Shani, is not limited to Tova Sanoa. What does Tova Sanoa mean? If when Maaser Rishon, what benefit does the owner get? Only Tova Sanoa. What's Tova Sanoa?
That he gave
it to whoever he wants to give it. By Maaser Sheni, it's not just Tova Sanoa, because who gets the Maaser Sheni? He himself, right? So he's not limited to Maaser Sheni. So ask him, my Sheni, Sheni L'Rabo Tova Sanoa, where the master's benefit is not limited to Tova Sanoa. Tzarech La'afrish. Tzarech La'afrish, here he changes the gears to Oni. I'm sorry. Tzarech La'afrish, if you see him take off.
Wait a second.
Maim Shane Shane L'Rabo Tova Sanoa.
You should say
Itzhak
Lavish for both, for
Maaser Rishon.
So he said, listen, I don't want...
No. This is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, if I saw him take off Maaser Sheni, I assume he took off Maaser Rishon. Right? So the Gemara is saying, Maim Sheni, Shein L'Rabbo Tova Sanoa. Right? It says Tzarek Lavish, but it means he doesn't... you, the recipient... don't have to take off Maaser Rishon, because I assume that the Amorites took off Maaser Rishon. In other words, it must be that he was Mafrish. Again, Kohen Rabbi Lezer, if I saw the Oni, the Amorites, take off Maaser Sheni, which really he gets.
Wait a second, I'm still not sure. Sure, I understand what's going on here.
No. The Lesser says that even though once you stop taking Maaser Sheni, you're still using them on the Maaser Rishon.
On the Maaser Rishon, right. Right.
He had benefit from Maaser Sheni. Still, you don't have to, you yourself don't have to be Mafresh for Maaser Rishon.
Yeah.
So Maim Shane L'Rabo Tova Sanoa. You're not limited to that person's not limited to Tova Sanoa.
Right.
But still, in all, because of that, we still he's believed that he was Mafresh Maaser Rishon.
Yeah.
was the first part. Rishon Sheyesh L'Rabotovus Hanoah. So then, where?
Wait. Yeah, it works. It does make sense here. Reb Chaim Kanievsky takes out a word, though. Now, he takes out the word tzarich. Tzarich le, he takes out. So this is the way to read it. You're right, it makes sense. It just flows better if you take out the word tzarich le. So this is the way to read it. Ma'im sheni sheni l'rabo tova sanoa hifrish. If by the sheni, where the owner, if you see the owner taking off sheni, right, where he's eating it, I believe him then that he must have taken off rishon. Even though Shani is much more to his benefit, right? Because he gets to keep it. Now the next word is also type, which should be Oni. Oni, Sheyesh L'Rabo Tova Sanoa. If you saw the Amoritz taking off Meiser Oni, where all he gets is what? A Tova Sanoa. Lo Koshke, it's not a Kal V'Chomer that he took off Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon. There's no, in the same year, there's either Rishon and Oni or Rishon and Shani.
Oni's in the same category.
Oni's
same.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what it's saying. Again, let's say it outside. We wanted to know, our question was that if you saw him taking off, according to Rabbi Lezer, what's the halacha? If you saw him taking off Meiser Sheni, Rabbi Lezer said that you assume he took off Meiser Rishon. What if he takes off Meiser Oni? Do I assume he took off Meiser Rishon? Says, well, of course. If you see him take off Meiser, if Rabbi Lezer said we see him take off Meiser Sheni, where he does get it, he gets to take the shleim. He's not limited to Tova Sanoa. He's got the whole thing kit and caboodle, right? So there, I say, nonetheless, he's believed that he took off Meiser Rishon because a person doesn't take off Meiser Sheni unless he took off Meiser Rishon previously. So if I see him take off Meiser Oni, which is an act of much more Mesiris Nevesh, because he doesn't get to keep it, he's got to give it away. All he gets there is Tova Sanoa. It's certainly in that case he must have taken off Meiser Rishon previously. Okay? That's what Gemara is saying. Now, since that's the case, so we say, since that's the case, we say that the reason of Rabbi Eliezer is because, again, he's mishum sheifrish sheni chazog sheifrish rishon. According to that, we see here clearly, we extrapolate from that which he said, if you're mafrish sheni, you are mafrish rishon, that certainly goes without saying, if you're mafrish oni, you also are mafrish rishon previously. Okay? Now, new case. Hotzi lohem meiser sheni mitoch beso. You brought the meiser sheni mitoch beso. In other words, the Am Oretz. He says, Am Oretz comes to you. Your uncle comes and says, hey, here's meiser sheni fruit, which I just separated. He says to you, Hotzei meiser sheni mitoch beso. Armelin, he says, here's my sheni fruit, but Armelin pardoned you, but I redeemed it. In other words, I redeemed it. However, punctuated wrong. Hotzei meiser sheni mitoch beso. Armelin pardoned you. If he said it's redeemed, Naaman, he's believed. Pardui upadulachem. If he said, I redeemed it. But if you guys want, you can redeem it over again, because I know you guys are machmir, and you can redeem it over again. In that case, hey no neman. He's not believed, because he's diminishing his own credibility by inviting the other people to redeem it. Okay, so if he says with certainty and confidence, I redeemed it, I believe him in that case. He's not going to lie to me about that. But if he says, I redeemed it, but if you want, go ahead and redeem it anyway, he undermines his own credibility. He's not, okay, that case is not believed. Okay? Masnisen, period. Masnisen Rabbi Lezeri. Our Mishnah is of Rabbi Lezer. Now,
which Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer? One second.
This Mishnah, with this price which we just learned. The price which says that if you redeem, if he says that he redeemed it, he's believed, that's going to Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Hanema Lesheni Nema Larisha. Lezer says if you believe the Meiser, if you saw the Amorites take on Meiser Sheni, so his credibility vis-a-vis Meiser Rishon. So similarly here, he has credibility. If he said it's Meiser Sheni, it's redeemed, I also give him credibility. Okay? Once he says he did Meiser Sheni, I say, oh, I also believe they redeemed it. Om Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said, Divrei HaKoli. No, it's not just Rabbi Lezer. Everybody agrees with this. Also, Sokin Tosefis Tosfos HaBikurim. They made Meiser Sheni like additional Bikurim. If you bring Bikurim up to Shlaim, you only have to bring one fig. Let's say you brought 10 figs. So they're all exempt from Trumas and Meisers. You're allowed to add on your Bikurim and make more than one Bikurim. So here too, and the Amoritz who brings up my Bikurim Yerushalayim is believed to say all of this is Tosefes Bikurim. Why? Because stuff which is brought to Yerushalayim has a higher stature. It's kind of like Shabbos. I believe the Amoritz when dealing with these issues. So too, my Tosefes Bikurim, Necheles Bitara, the Kohen eats it as if it's Bikurim, and it's exempt, Patur Midat Mai, and exempt from the Mai, because we believe them that it's tacked onto the Bikurim. And he's not lying. Avzeh, so too. Necheles mishum sheni. If he tells me it's sheni, I believe him. If he tells me he redeemed it, I believe him. Upatim in a rishon, and I don't even have to give my rishon on this because I believe him. Once he says my sheni, he's going to be careful in telling me that about it that it's right. As Rabbi Chanina, b'shem Rabbi Yami, to Rabbi Lezeri. Rabbi Chanina saying that Rabbi Yami know that it is like Rabbi Elazar, that only Rabbi Elazar says we believe in Meiser Sheni to say it's redeemed. Other people would not believe it. Okay, period. New issue. Bikini Masnisin. And this is the way to read our Mishnah. Lo Yitnu, you know what? It's late. We'll stop here. We'll take this for tomorrow. There is, but it's coming up and we didn't get there yet, so we'll leave it for tomorrow. Don't worry, it's over now already. Yeah, we're on schedule.